We're back here on 1410 KGRN talking Grinnell College men's basketball. Pioneers lose their opener on Saturday at Coke College, 117-101. Back in action tonight against another American Rivers Conference team, Wartburg. The Knights come to Darby Gym, home opener at Grinnell College. 7 p.m. tip-off. We'll have coverage right here on 1410 KGRN. And head coach Dave Arsenault Jr. joins us now. And coach, you got out to a 9-point lead against Coe on Saturday, and then they came storming back. You were trailing the whole second half. Got it within, I think, 4 at one point, but just couldn't come back all the way. What were your thoughts overall after the opener against Coe?
Well, I just think that a lot of credit goes to Coe with how they played and how they were prepared, especially with the first time that they have seen our system live in a while. They did a great job of taking care of the basketball. Of course, they have a number of senior players, and you could just sense that leadership from them, that it was, even when we built a little bit of a lead there early in the first half, it wasn't anything that rattled them. So a lot of credit is deserved by them. And then at the same time, you know, it's going to be tough for us to win any basketball games if we turn the basketball over 28 times. And with a number of just kind of unforced errors and just getting our head of ourselves, being sped up a little bit too much, and perhaps that's part of being a young team with only one senior on the roster. But at the same time, those are some mistakes that we're going to have to learn from, and we're going to have to be better here tonight against a very dangerous Wartburg team.
Well, they co-mixed up the defenses on you, I think, a little bit. They would play a little zone. They played a little man-to-man. But it just didn't seem like your offense could never get into a flow. Even Hannes Kogelnik early on struggled with his shot. He finally got going a little bit in the second half. But other guys also, from me, you know, courtside watching it, broadcasting, it just seemed like you didn't get into a flow there early on. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we didn't get the pace going up and down, and so I think that absolutely plays into the flow. It was too difficult at times for us to generate shots, and that was either because we were turning it over, or really and truly we just weren't creating good looks. We're kind of attacking and playing from the wrong angles in a lot of cases, and it's something that we've reviewed on film, that we've watched with the guys, that we've talked about, that we've kind of hashed out in practice here, and I'm hoping for just a little bit better execution tonight against Wartburg. Again, very difficult team, but you're right. The flow of the game was such that we kind of just got in our own way and made a number of mistakes and passed up some shots or took some bad shots or just out of sync altogether. So. I think it's a first game on the road with a young team, and hopefully we're going to be better from it.
Well, I thought you did a really good job rebounding. I mean, I think that was pretty even. The rebounding stats are pretty even. You had a lot of offensive rebounds, and you were doing it a little shorthanded. Will BB couldn't play, and you know, Jones was unavailable. Of course, he's on abroad, so even a little shorthanded with big men, you still did a pretty good job rebounding.
Yeah, I thought we did a fine job rebounding. You know, that is one of the strengths of this team, is that we are pretty big and we are pretty athletic, and it'll be nice to have BB back tonight to provide that kind of back line 1-2 punch with Guyman and BB. Of course, I thought Will DeBow actually played a really good game for us against Coe, stepped in and played some great minutes on the glass, protecting the rim, stepping up, getting a couple steals. So really and truly, it looks more like a 1-2-3 punch there at the back line, which is going to cause some other teams throughout the year problems. But yeah, I thought our effort on the glass was pretty good, and it's something that we can definitely build off of.
Was really impressed with Jake Benhart, the transfer from Pennsylvania, from Edinburgh University, and of course he's from Indiana, but to come in, lead you in points on his first time in the system. I mean, he's tall, he's lanky, but he's a guard type player. I mean, he's 6'4", 6'5", but you know, it looks like he can shoot, he can drive. What impressed you the most about what he did on Saturday?
Yeah, well, he's a crafty player, and you know, we can get him the basketball in some different spots, and I was impressed as well in his first game in a Pioneer uniform, just with the way that he kind of carries himself, and again, his craftiness. When he puts the ball to the floor, he can spin. He has little hook shots. He has little post moves that he can just kind of slither past a defender to create an open look. And so we're going to continue to rely on him in a lot of different ways. And I was excited for him in his first game out. And as you noted, he can shoot it. He can handle the ball a little bit, and he can get to the rim. So I'm really, really pleased with kind of his progress so far, especially given how early it is in the season and that it was his first game in a Pioneer uniform.
Yeah. A couple of guys like Zach Stice and Patrick Sims really couldn't get themselves going. I mean, Sims, he's an aggressive player, and he made some tries on steals, and it just didn't go his way a few times. And they seemed to really key on Zach in terms of shooting the three, and he just couldn't get in rhythm. You know, I imagine you're gonna need more from those two guys moving forward. It was not maybe the game that they both wanted in their opener.
No, and I think that with Zach, he's a guy that we should be relying on to take double-digit three-point shot attempts per game. And I thought there were a number of occasions where we missed him when he was open, and we from some other spots on the floor, we just kind of tried to force the issue through a double team rather than swinging it, rather than finding the open man. All correctable errors as a team. You know, we only shot 39 three-point shots, and I thought that the pace of the game, actually, with how Co was trying to play, they were trying to run a little bit, that our just field goal attempt should have been much higher, of course, when you factor in the turnovers, when you factor in some situations where we just took too long to get a shot off, that leads to just lower field goal numbers. But Zach is a guy that we're going to be relying on this year. I'm not overly concerned with his play. I'm more just concerned with us making sure that we're involving him and getting him looks from the arc. And Patrick Sims was, he had an okay game. I think that he's kind of stepping into this point guard role this year, and he's the type of player that really can be a force from that position, given his athleticism, given the way that he can handle the basketball, that he can attack downhill, that he can shoot from the three-point line. There's some things that we're going to work on with him just in terms of the angles that he's trying to play from. He's already a really good defensive player. He had four steals against Co. Great anticipatory skills, and so that side of the ball is he's doing a fantastic job with. If we can kind of get him to just kind of come along offensively, I think we'll be in good shape.
What's the biggest thing that you learned from the Co game that maybe you didn't know beforehand?
Well, I think that it's going to be a work in progress. You know, with just how young we are, there are a lot of players on this team that are not in their fourth year. And when you're playing against a team that is senior dominated, such as Co, it can be tough. It can be tough, and when you're playing on the road, it makes it even tougher. So I am very excited by the amount of talent that we have. It's just going to be a matter of us coming together as a team and us kind of developing one game, one practice, one day at a time in a way that is going to translate to some of the results. But for us, it's focusing on the process. We have a long way to go. I am encouraged by a number of things that happened on Saturday, but that we still have a long way to go.
And what are the challenges here tonight against Wartburg?
Well, Wartburg is a fantastic team. 1-0 on the year. They beat a Midwest Conference opponent, Cornell, in their opener. And it's a team that we haven't played for a few years, but has been a perennial power in the American Rivers Conference. And so they have some disciplined guards. They're going to be athletic. They're going to pose a unique challenge, in some ways similar to Co, just with their athleticism, with their physicality, and it's going to be tough because they are a well-coached team. Coach Pate there at Wartburg has done a tremendous job, and it's going to be a challenge for us to generate the pace, generate the shots that we want to generate, and just get up and down the floor.
Coach, really appreciate your time. We'll see you tonight at Darby Gym, 7 p.m. tip-off coverage here on KGRN. Thanks so much.
Sounds great. Thank you, Chris.
Dave Archinault Jr., head coach for Wartburg, for Grinnell College. They play Wartburg. I'll get it right one of these days. With us here on 1410 KGRN.